Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. After growing up on a farm, our next guest went to college with plans to become a lawyer specializing in environmental law, but her interests soon gravitated back to the dirt itself, which motivated her to enroll in a farm incubator program and start a cut flower business. Brinton Fox is owner of Boone Fox Farm, based in Columbia. Today she's in our studio. Brinton, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit more about how all of this got started.
Yeah, so I have been in the organic farming world since I graduated in 2012. I went from working at the farm at Clemson University, apprenticed at a couple different farms, managed a farm outside of Atlanta, and then I found my way back to Columbia, South Carolina, where I took a job at City Roots Farm over in the Rosewood neighborhood.
So it was just missing getting down into the weeds of things prompted this switch from focusing on environmental law to cut flowers?
A little bit. Really, I think at the end of the day, I wanted to be doing something more tangible for helping the earth. I thought going into environmental law, I would be having impacts on people, but I thought by going more in the direction of doing something that was more hands-on, I would actually have more of an impact on my community, the people around me, and educating people about what it was that I was doing and why I was interested in doing that.
And so what exactly do you grow?
Yeah.
And how do you sell these cut flowers?
Right now at the incubator farm over at the Clemson Extension Sand Hills Research Center, I grow a half acre of cut flowers and herbs. One of the main ways I sell to the general public is through a bouquet share, where I make a bouquet for people every week. They've paid at the beginning of the season, so they already know that they're allocated for a certain amount of weeks. I also sell to local florists, and then I do pop-up markets over at Craft and Draft on Divine Street.
Tell us a little bit more about this incubator farm program.
Yeah. Essentially, they're helping new farm businesses get started before they take on a lot of debt of owning land, owning equipment. So it gives new businesses in the farming world that already inherits a lot of risks, it kind of lessens those risks for them before we jump out on our own.
What are the challenges that you are coming across?
Obviously, nature is a big challenge, but the growing is the least of my problems. It's more learning how to market myself, how to do the books of being a small business owner, understanding what my cost of goods are that are going out. And I would say that's probably the biggest challenge I've run into.
How long can you stay in the incubator program with your half-acre lot before Clemson says, okay, you're ready to hatch and go out on your own?
Yeah, fly off on my own. We are allowed to be in a contract there for three growing seasons. So 2019 is my first growing season, so I'll be there through 2021.
If all goes well as you are progressing, learning the business, learning to grow, do they help you find a piece of land as well?
Yeah, I've already been approached by a couple extension agents that are in both Richland County and then some surrounding counties, Fairfield and Lexington, about what it is that I'm looking for, what size property I would like to be on, what proximity to the Columbia area, which is my main market. And also thinking about in the future if I want to expand to different markets, to the Charlotte area or to the Greenville area.
What is the cut flower industry like? A lot of competition?
Slow flowers is kind of a movement across the country right now. So a lot of what we find at the grocery store, flower-wise, or at your local florist, unfortunately, is shipped in mostly from South American countries. Bringing the flower growing back to the U.S. is something that's really taken off in the past two decades. So there is competition, but there's definitely plenty of room to grow because we're still importing almost 80% of the flowers that we buy in the U.S. One of the things that stands out about cut flowers that are grown locally, they last longer because they've been cut much more recently. They haven't flown on a plane here. And there's just more variety. There's a lot of wildflowers that I can grow that someone even just a couple counties away cannot grow. And there are other growers in the Midlands. We all kind of communicate. We all sort of have the things that we're good at, which is great to be in a healthy competition with one another.
You were at Clemson as an undergrad student?
I did attend Clemson as an undergrad student, correct.
And so do you need to be a Clemson student to get into the farm program?
No. It is open to anyone who has some experience in growing and has a loose business plan, but a business plan of what they want to do out on their half acre Clemson eventually wants to have about 4 to 5 farms out there operating at the same time, sharing equipment, sharing a cooler space, sharing a wash station. So it's a collaborative thing, but each business is their own entity.
Well, Brenton, thanks so much for stopping by our studio today.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Brenton Fox is owner of Boone Fox Farm, part of the Clemson Farm Incubator Program. We will have a link to her business posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.